Good afternoon and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Ashwini.
Isn't
good
it
on you remembering
that...
it's afternoon.
That's right.
In beautiful North Carolina. If anybody out there thinks it wouldn't be a good idea to come here on retreat, let me tell you, I am sitting here in the deep woods of North Carolina on a screen porch with beautiful sunshine and breeze blowing past, and it is as close to heaven as anybody would ever want to get.
And what birds.
Yeah. So before we launch on this, could I make a quick announcement that I've been absolutely bursting to make for several days now?
Yes.
All right. So if people in the Bay Area of California would put June 4th on your calendar, save the dates, you're going to receive an email inviting you to come to a viewing and a let's get familiar with the new center in Mountain View, which we have will take possession of on the 1st of June, and I am very, very, very excited about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so it will be a sort of an open house for Sangha to come and look at how they can participate in putting that space together.
That's right, and where it is and an idea of what we're going to do there and that sort of thing. So, yes, put it on the calendar if you can, June 4th. All right. We've had a big weekend. You people have had a big week, so thank you very much for all the good stuff you did while I was enjoying a retreat without any technology. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, glad you were on retreat, and here are the assignments from Friday. Sun, with all those planets revolving around it and dependent upon it, can still ripen a bunch of grapes as if it had nothing else in the universe to do. What a notion. It's not as if the sun needs to take some time off and go dark to have the time and space to ripen a bunch of grapes. This points us to an expanded awareness that can contain and attend to everything. We don't need to stop and put our feet up to relax. We don't need to have nothing to do. We don't need to have nothing to do, nothing to do approach. You know what? I'm stumbling. We don't need to have nothing to do to approach what we're doing as if we have nothing else in the universe to do.
Mm-hmm.
When we're fully here, we can be fully present to whatever we're doing while being aware as if we have nothing else to do. Today, using the sun as your role model, give yourself 3 moments of being joyfully present with expanded awareness as if you had nothing else in the universe to do. Record and listen. Here's our next assignment. All the beautiful sentiments in the world weigh less than a single lovely action. Growing up, did you ever hear, don't do as I do as I say? Then, of course, there's talk is cheap. This can lead us in the direction of don't listen to what people say, watch what they do. We seem to sense, regardless of conditioning's efforts, to recognize our behavior is far more significant than our words, no matter how beautiful the words. Today, give yourself a single lovely action. Keep in mind that the quote doesn't say a big single lovely action. And of course, there's no reason to limit ourselves to one. And then, love the animals, love the plants, love everything. If you love everything, you will perceive the divine mystery in things. Once you perceive it, you will begin to comprehend it better every day. And you will come at last to love the whole world with an all-embracing love. Here we have another example of do what you want to have. If we want love, if we want to be love, if we want to be loved, we must choose love. When we choose love, we are being love, and our love is our experience. It is not possible to love anything and not feel loved. As popular music and culture seems to agree, it may be true that all you need is love. But what neither perhaps realizes is that we don't need love from a lack of love. We need to love to realize we are love. Today, pick just one thing to love with full conscious awareness, record that love, and listen often.
Wow. That combined with these trees, these birds, and this sunlight, I'm transported.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Well, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi. I'm calling in again. I called in a few weeks ago. All lit
yes.
up about, you know, staying in the moment. And I wanted to call back, check in, and kind of get some advice, but also just, you know, kind of stay connected.
Good, good. What are you seeing now?
So I'm seeing a lot of pushing back, like, and it's all contained, meaning like while I am moving towards, for me, the present moment, you know, staying in that present moment, I'm also experiencing so much more kind of heightened or turned up the volume kind of fear pushback.
Oh, yes.
And I'm trying to.
You're
you know,
having
I'm trying
the right
to deal
experience,
with that, navigate
Danny.
That. Okay,
you're
this
having
is why
the
I
right
call.
Experience. Yep, yep, yep. That's it. That's how you know you're going in the right direction and doing the right thing. This ego is getting increasingly hysterical.
And that's a great word for it. It feels a little hysterical. I was recording before I called in just now and kind of saying to myself, you know, Danny, that's conditioning freaking out. Don't let it tell you it's you.
That's right. Oh, such wisdom. Yes, exactly so. And that's what it does, right? Because, and we can sympathize with ourselves and others who fall for that because it's all going on inside your body, right? I mean,
yeah.
There's no evidence that it's not you. So it takes a great deal of looking, actually, to get it that is a system that is not what Danny authentically is. That's an add-on. That's a parasite. It's a virus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There is one kind of a slightly more specific kind of thing I was wondering if I could maybe ask about. And it's that I feel like I'm trying to navigate this. So it's manifesting. A lot of fear stories are manifesting around this little side business I have where I bought a building and I'm, you know, fixing it up. And there's all kinds of fear stories that I have about it. And part of me has to inevitably deal with some of the day-to-day issues of running the business. And it's within those issues that a lot of the fear stories come up, and it's easy for me sometimes to avoid dealing with them. But inevitably, I have to, and that's right where conditioning's already kind of,
yeah.
Those particular, you understand. And,
yeah,
and
I do.
Go ahead.
Well, it's the crux of the matter, okay? Because what we are conditioned to believe at a deep level is that there are things that are outside of love. And if we go back to what Francis was telling us just moments ago, I think as Renee confirmed for me that was Francis, that love anything, love everything. And so what conditioning wants to say is, yeah, but a business, that's different. You have to get into conditioned mind for that. There are things that you have to do. Yeah, there are things you have to learn to love that you have been conditioned to believe is outside of love.
Mm.
And so
if
everything we do is done with love, it doesn't matter what we're doing. Yeah, and so
and
we
that,
start with loving the human being who has been conditioned to go into fear and dread and hatred of these things, right? That's
yeah,
the starting
yeah.
point, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I suppose as you're talking, I'm interpreting that as I can support myself through this, love myself, and I can even be really critical or kind of not believing of the fear stories and love, just love everything about it. And,
that's right.
And be careful.
That's right.
Gotcha.
That's exactly right. And I would just change the phrasing a little, because if I'm going to love myself through it, I'm right back there in conditioning's grasp. It's such an easy movement from I'm going to support myself through this to looking to conditioned mind to see how to do that. But what we're mm-hmm. really doing, you're really disidentifying from conditioning. You're stepping into love, and then you're mm-hmm. going to embrace him, his life, everything he does, all that arises in him. You're going to embrace all of that in compassion.
And that can extend to other people, too. I mean, that's just all of it.
All of it. Yes. Yeah. And that's another conversation extending compassion is not to be confused with behavior. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, conditioning will say, so you've got somebody, for instance, who wants to rip you off for something that needs to be done at the building. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
conditioning will say, well, if you're going to come from compassion, you have to let them. No,
mm-hmm.
no, that's not our
right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's actually very helpful, because I understand that. Yeah, I have to, and I'm having to confront some other people about things, and so that's perfect what you just said. That really helps. Yeah.
Good.
Well, I appreciate
good, yeah.
it. Like I said, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, like I said, I just wanted to check in, and I also wanted to say, you know, the last time we talked, You said don't give up, you know, keep going on this road, and I am so committed to that, despite anything that's coming up. So, very
Oh, yeah.
supportive.
Yeah, because that's what the path is. We get to embrace everything in our life experience into the unconditional. That's what's going on. It's not figuring out how not to have anything arise. It's growing the willingness to bring everything that life offers us into compassionate acceptance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate
Big.
It.
Yeah. Well, good. It's great to hear from you, Danny. Take good care of yourself, and I know you will.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Danny. That was sort of the sum of practice, wasn't it, Jerry? That ability
yes.
to...
Yeah, we covered it.
It is. You know, that uh-huh. what we're doing is embracing everything that arises in the unconditional, practicing training in the willingness to have that muscle, and
yes.
that the application of it, that when we're centered, when we are love, when we're in love, then it has that ability to stand up against something that is unacceptable in terms of behavior in acceptance, which is the oxymoron
yes.
that conditioning can't wrap its head around.
Right, right. And wants us not to be able to, but we can.
We can
see that. Yeah.
Well, it's something you were talking about this morning, the difference between discrimination and judgment. That
yes.
what the most powerful place where conditioning can get us in training to be in there's nothing wrong is to notice nothing.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, I was telling you and Chris as we're preparing for this retreat that's going to be my next rant, that we need to understand, and that's what Danny was referring to. We need to
mm-hmm.
understand the difference between discrimination and judgment, so I can
mm-hmm.
see that was done in a really slipshod manner. I can see that. I don't have to believe there's anything wrong with that. I do need to take responsibility for getting it done right.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds subtle until we begin to practice with it, and then we
mm-hmm.
realize we can do anything from that place of in love and bringing everything
mm-hmm.
into love. Anything.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right.
Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the
okay.
air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. This is Margaret.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Margaret.
Can you... Hi. I'm so glad you can hear me and everything.
Oh, we can hear you loud and clear. Yeah.
Well, gosh.
What's going on?
That was such... Well, I'm in a really amazing place of expanded awareness, and it seems like sort of still looking at what you just described about discriminating and how to have that not be judgment in a way. That isn't what mm-hmm. I was planning to say. I don't exactly remember where I was going to go, but I wanted to call in, and I notice how I get caught in that sometimes. And even from a place, yeah, it's like I just want to say everything's okay, and it's like it's hard to not feel that discrimination is judgment, I guess.
Yes, yes, it is. So this is the one my teacher would say. You know, here's how you can know discrimination is important. If you want to get out of a room, it's really important to know which ones are the doors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if
yes.
we understand that faculty, then that's how we see, and that's how we see what is so. Judgment is what conditioning adds to it. Now there's something sure. wrong. Now that's what takes us into a conversation in conditioned mind. But without mm-hmm. that, you know, I realize that that pot needs to be cleaned again. I don't mm-hmm. need to have a conversation about who cleaned it in the first place or what is, you know, I tend to, but it's a language thing that I have, you know. I'll walk around and say,
yeah.
What is wrong with people when there's something that conditioning has done that is just so outrageous that I can't believe we fall for this stuff, right? And then it's always followed yeah. with, well, there's nothing wrong with people, right? Because both of those are true. When we're caught in conditioned mind, we are stupefied. We are ignorant. We are deluded. That's not judgment.
Yeah.
It's true. Right? And then when we disidentify and we're here, then we realize, oh, right, I don't want to do that. I don't want to behave that way. I want to, you know, I live in a completely different world now. So, you know, if we were going to nominate something for wrong, we could say, well, what's wrong is being identified with ego, but that's not wrong either because it's our best spiritual opportunity.
It is.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
also
so
perfect.
Grateful.
But it's really
yeah.
critical that I can see when I'm identified with egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, I need to be able to discriminate the difference between that and center, and I can't do that if every time I see that I'm identified with conditioning, I get thrown into self-hate.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
it's not taking
yeah.
it personally. It's just, it's just how it is. It's not personal. It's how we awaken.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, right there with you. And I feel so blessed
yeah.
to have these moments of expanded awareness where I experience exactly what you're saying of there's absolutely nothing wrong. I'm going to mm-hmm. redo these dishes, which
yes.
was my experience yesterday.
With love, with love.
With total joy, too. I mean, just...
Yeah.
feeling like this is absolute, there's nothing else I need to be doing but this.
Yes. So this morning I'm wiping down tables. My partners here were doing other things, and I was wiping down tables and chairs, right? And with each one,
yeah.
it's, I love you. I love you. Thank
oh.
you. Thank you, table.
Yeah.
Thank you, chair. Here, it's a face wash. Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah. 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 Taking nothing
happy place
personally.
To live, isn't it?
It mm-hmm. is. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Thank
so
you,
go
Margaret.
Happy.
Go happy. Yes. Oh, and the
thank
one,
you.
Ashwini, help me, from Dogen.
Mm-hmm. Remember to treasure yourself.
Yeah. Remember to treasure yourself. Boy, oh, how's that for a combination?
You.
Go happy and remember to treasure yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Margaret. And
thank
that love everything quote, Sherry, was and I always stumble over a friend. He was Russian.
Doc Hammarskjöld?
No. The Russian. Hang on, I'll tell you while I bring the other caller. Yes, exactly.
That's okay. I thought I was crediting St. Francis. It should have been St. Francis. You know, he said the same thing. So that's okay.
Yes.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay, good. We're good to go.
We're good to go. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hey, it's Linda from Alabama. How are y'all?
Well, we're good. We're good. And yourself?
I'm pretty good. My lovely action for the day was to call, to make time to call the radio show.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. And I was also thinking when she was reading the thing that I have practicing with I have nothing else to do but this.
Uh-huh.
But I'm having a lot of anxiety. That has to do with, you know, when you're waiting, when you're sitting there and you know you're in the queue.
You know they're going to say unmuted any second.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when I first got on the call, I was so relaxed.
But Linda, if I may,
sure.
Why don't we not call that anxiety?
Right.
How about if we call that excitement?
I'm so excited to be here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, when you were a little kid and you were learning to ride the bicycle, you know, and your heart is pounding and you just practically can't stay inside your skin, but no, you would never call it anxiety.
That's true.
That's such a grown-up conditioned, not grown-up, adult or whatever, conditioned word to take the fun out of life.
Right.
Actually, you're just feeling really alive and really here.
Alive.
And really.
Yeah, and if you're just okay with however you feel, then it's.
Yes. Can you imagine, picture if a moment from now you felt nothing?
Right.
I mean, talk about a panic.
Right.
Right? Suddenly you feel absolutely nothing in your body.
Right.
So you know, we just can't win for losing, as they used to say in my family. So you have all these feelings. Good. You're alive. You're a sentient being. You're human. This is what it feels like to be a human. Let's don't call it anxiety.
Okay. I'm with you.
Whee!
Yay! So we talked about a week or so ago, and I was on my way to Atlanta, and I was looking for an apartment for my stepdaughter. You remember
that's
that?
Right. Yep.
And so I wanted to kind of follow up on that a little bit. I was sort of working on the accepting as is, everything that was going to go on that day, just accepting as is, and that was. That was helping a lot. That practice was helping a lot. And so, but then you said something about not having control. And I realized
mm-hmm.
that, like, I do in my mind a lot, like, try to control. Like, I'm not really trying to control anything, but I am. Does that make sense?
Well,
anyway,
and
I realized. Wait.
The point that you make is a really subtle and important one. Because.
Right.
Conditioning will use acceptance as a way to control.
Ah, explain a little more.
You just need to accept this. You just need to accept
right.
this. And then, and now the standard is, how are you doing accepting it? Are you accepting it?
Right.
Are you not accepting? You're really not accepting. Then it's your fault. If you're not having a good time, well, it's because you're not being accepting.
Right. Right. That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recognizing that feeling of when you're trying to control things in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's not the same as like moving a pen from one place to the other. It's like you're trying to move the pen with your mind.
Yes. Bending spoons with your mind. Mm-hmm.
Right. So anyway, once you said that to me, it was like it went away. You know, I just quit. I kept, and the rest of the day I kept saying, because it's pretty anxiety provoking to look for apartments in Atlanta. It's craziness. And so the way they do it, they change the prices every day and they do all this kind of crazy stuff. And but I kept thinking, well, I have no control.
That's right.
So it really helped me get
through
the day. So I just went.
Yeah, it's a thy will be done. Life is going to go the way it goes. My job is to show up and say yes. That's it. That's all we've got. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's good. Yeah. And so, one quick question before I let you go: How was the other gal? Did you like her?
I did. It was tough that day. She's because I was so wrapped up in what I was doing, and it was hard to have to deal with another person. And she was very talkative, but I had been with her again since then because the whole deal was that she was coming to Florida with my friend. And she did, and she's a very nice person. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Good. All right. Good. I'm glad about that.
Yeah. And she didn't go with us.
Right.
What I was really worried was that she was going to go with us to look at the apartments, and she didn't. So that was nice. So see, I was worried for nothing.
Exactly. Right. And that's the kind of life lesson we get over and over and over, right? It's fine.
Exactly.
You know, we go through all this agony ahead of time, and then it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. And if something isn't fine, it's invariably something that we hadn't thought of. It's not. It wasn't the thing conditioning had us worried about.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So
right.
It's a flawed system.
Right.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Really
Thank
so
you, Linda.
You need to think about whatever you're doing at that moment.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank y'all both.
Don't forget to treasure yourself. Remember to treasure yourself.
I like it. And
yeah, I like it a lot. And go happy.
Uh-huh.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Linda. Sherry, we have 3 minutes. I'm going to try to see if I could bring one more caller.
Let's do it.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Anna from Menlo Park.
Oh, hello,
hey,
Anna.
Hello.
What's going on?
How exciting. I'm so excited. I was like, 3 more minutes. Wow, maybe it'll be me. And there it was. So I'll just cut to the point. I love that single lovely action one. I was practicing with that. And I wanted to share something that happened this morning. And calling into the radio show was also my commitment yesterday when I was practicing with the single lovely action. I said, I did some recording, and then I was like, and I'm going to call into the radio show. And then this morning, I had the opportunity to do one more single lovely action. I had this experience where my husband did something this morning that I was like, who does that, you know? And my reaction was,
what is wrong with him?
Yeah, totally. I hadn't slept well, and, you know, my son was having a difficult time, and this thing happened, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I like, you know, go in the other room and, you know, say some things I wish I hadn't said. And then he was like, you know, had reacted the way he reacted. And I was so mad at him reacting. Anyway, I was totally in the muck. And then he goes, it seems like you came in trying to teach me a lesson. And I go, oh, I did. And I just popped right out of it. And I said, you know, I did do that. That was what was going on. And that is something I've been practicing with, noticing how, you know, within myself and also projecting outwards that when something goes a certain way, there's a belief that the way to teach a lesson is through, like, you know, punitive action or something like that.
Yeah,
it was like another single lovely action that was just like, yes, that is what was going on. Thank you. And then it was gone. You know, I was just like out of it and grateful. And And I was just like, that's unbelievable that that just happened.
Well,
and
Anna,
really
it is such a perfect description of what we were talking about a little bit ago with what's possible for us when we don't take conditioning personally. Right? It was a moment of enlightenment for you. So that very juncture that conditioning self-hate is aiming to throw you in suffering and misery because you shouldn't have done that and what kind of a person are you and blah, blah, blah. But instead, at that very juncture, you went, you saw it and stayed with it.
Yeah.
Didn't take it personally, didn't believe it was you. You're free, he's free, the baby's happier. It's a good day.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it really was one of those things where it was exactly that. I saw it, and then instead of like going to the feeling bad, I went to a gratitude, and it was definitely like a not taking it personally his reaction, not taking it personally my reaction. It was just like all at once, and I was just, you know, that's, I think, the single lovely, you know, if I'm going to give myself one single lovely action, that's the one I want to practice for. Practice with, you know, just looking and seeing, and then when I see it, just, wow, thank you.
Yes, and we can sense the far-reaching ramifications of one simple moment of being present. Right?
Yeah.
For all of you, and just how it just goes out. Your day is happier. His day is happier. Your relationship is better. You know, it's a better environment for the child. It just goes and goes and goes and goes, all from that one moment of presence.
Yeah.
Worth pursuing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, just wanted to
all
say
right.
thank you, and I know we're short on time, so go happy.
Well, go happy. Thank you, Anna.
Thanks, Anna. Wow, a single moment of presence is the loveliest action.
Isn't it? And I bet you it, with every action that people practice as a result of that quote, we could come to that realization. It was just that one moment of presence.
Exactly so.
And then everything that follows from that.
Hmm.
Beautiful. What are you up for us now?
Everything that follows from that is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our assignment for today is one of our all-time favorite quotes. This is the true joy of life, the being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one. The being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances, complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. Notice that the purpose is recognized by yourself as a mighty one. It doesn't have to be recognized by everyone as a mighty one, just you. Today, consider what mighty purpose you could give yourself to. What has your heart longed for that the voices of conditioning say no to? Watch carefully as the heart drops in suggestions. And when you record those suggestions, be sure to note what the voices say to discourage you as lies told by the voices of conditioning. Record and listen. Well, thank
All
you,
right.
everyone.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to you and Chris again for last week. It's just so very, very appreciated. So remember to treasure yourself. Go happy.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk to everyone
bye-bye.
Tomorrow. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.